Sultans of Swing from Dire Straits. I only made a loop of the sort of outro thing that famous solo is on. And it goes along the same track as the one we just did, Comfortably Numb. It's all in one key, D minor in this case, and the chords are simply D minor, B flat, and C. Alright, so it's just D minor, B flat, and C. And so you can use D minor scale, you can use a D minor pentatonic, you can use a D blues scale. But if you want to dig into the changes a little more, you would do a major pentatonic over the B flat chord, you do a B flat major pentatonic, and over the C chord, you do a C major pentatonic. If you're slick, or if you're not, and you're just going to listen to me and I'll tell you, I'm just kidding, you would notice that the notes of the B flat major pentatonic are also in the scale of a D minor, and the notes of a C major pentatonic are in the notes of a D minor scale. So these chords are all diatonic to D minor, so you're not really changing keys or scales or anything, you're just changing kind of the way you think. So you can think vertically, you can think horizontally, which means I'm thinking just D minor for the whole tune no matter what the chord changes are, and just kind of using your ear as to how to resolve the phrases, which is totally fine. And actually you have advantages doing that for certain phrases and things. It always pays to be able to play, to think both ways, horizontally and vertically. Vertically means you address each chord as it comes along. So rather than just say, screw it, I'm playing in D minor no matter what the chords, you are going to consciously think about changing from chord to chord. I'm going to demonstrate each one. So horizontal, meaning I'm just doing D minor pentatonic or D minor scale. Well, let's see. Let's get your groove first. So D minor, C, B flat, excuse me, and then C. That's our groove, and it just goes around and around. And it works out great. The D minor, I'm gonna have to sort out this loop. I think the loops are probably better on this other program. Hang on one second. They're, I designed them to work on a wave pad. Hold on. Alright, that should work out better. But anyway, I'm doing all D minor. Of course, I'm overplaying just to show you to do scales. But let's change it up where I'm going to do the D minor scale and a B flat major arpeggio and B flat major pentatonic and a C major pentatonic. So all pentatonics. In this, hold on. I'm gonna chop that last little bit off. Alright, let's try that. Here we go, ready? Alright, now you don't want it to sound like you're arpeggiating each chord all the time, but gradually as your knowledge of these overlapping shapes increases, then you can just effortlessly go from one to the other without the listener even really knowing, mostly just concentrating on your phrasing. Does that make any sense? Let me just do it without trying to instruct you, but I'm going to also pay attention to the phrasing. I'm going to try not to overplay. So, one, two, three. Thank you. Hang on. It goes up. Alright, so see if you can tell when I'm thinking vertically and when I'm thinking horizontally, you know? And I think if you really listen, you can. Alright, good luck with that one.